Went to the swimming pool last week and I did 126 lengths. A personal best. People noticed too. They were all staring at me when I got out. And after, when I was changing, there was this old woman standing there with her flappy old tits out for everyone to see, saying, "How are you, love?"
At the bottom of her heart, Emma Bovary was waiting for something to happen. Like a shipwrecked sailor, she turned despairing eyes upon the solitude of her life, seeking afar off some white sail in the mists of the horizon. "This was Mr. Strugnell's room," she'll say, and look down at the lumpy single bed. "He stayed here up until we went away and kept his bicycle out in that shed. He didn't seem the sort for being free with girls or going out and having fun. He had a funny turn in 63 and ran round shouting, 'Yippee, it's begun!' Ladies and gentlemen, I am ordered by Miss Woodhouse to say that she waives her right of knowing exactly what you may all be thinking of and only requires something very entertaining from each of you, in a general way." Becky has often spoken in subsequent years of this season of her life, when she moved among the very greatest circles of the London fashion. Her success excited, elated, and then bored her.
An in-breath of someone you love towards the end of their life, followed by the silence before you jump into a cold lake.
Hope she's all right. She didn't break anything, I mean. Old people's bones are very brittle. At the hospital, they said I had the bones of an 80-year-old. Happens a lot with eating disorders, they said. Sounds like bullshit to me.